You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast with me, David Bailey, sat on Serbian Orthodox Christmas Eve. It's the 6th of January 2021, first podcast for this year. And hopefully 2021 is going to be better than 2020. I really can't see how it's going to be any worse. This time last year, for me, I was leaving to go to Macedonia for a few days to talk on a course. And when I came back, I had the worst flu of flus ever. And Tamara caught it as well. She suffered really bad, especially with respiratory problems. And we thought, we didn't know at the time, but thinking back on it, we had all those symptoms from early coronavirus. So that's how we started our 2020. We're starting our 2021 with a lot more care. Yeah. So anyway, it is the 6th of January. Thank you for joining me and everybody else on the podcast. I'd like to say we're going to have a good year. I want to think really positively, look forward with a big smile on my face. And I'm smiling at the moment because, you know, my first January, I'm going to be a bit all over the place, scattergun today, I think. Back in 1998, when I arrived in September, I remember thinking, how could any country have such a September with beautiful, warm weather? Especially having come from the United Kingdom. And then that first winter, that first January, November, January, February, maybe the start of March, I'd never been so cold. Deep snow, I think we got to minus 25 back then. And here we are, 2021, all these years later. I've got the blinds down in the studio here because the sun is so bright outside. The sky today is blue with a few little cotton woolly bits of white cloud. Chilly, I think it's about 10 outside, 10 Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. For you guys across the pond in North America, so, you know, Canada, the United States, etc. But distinctly different weather, so I don't know how to feel about that. I realize now that some people suffer with seasonally affected disorder, which means when it's crap weather, you feel crap. I don't know. Maybe I have some of that as well. But going back, being serious, I am very, very buoyant this morning. I hope you can hear that in my voice. On this first podcast, it's just a chat about plans for 2021, especially concerning the vlog and the blog. So the vlog first. Over the past 20 weeks, we've had a new format on the vlog, and you can check that out, youtube.com/an Englishman in the Balkans. That's all one word. We decided all those 20 weeks ago that making sort of like travel videos wasn't really what we're about. Yes, we're going to do a few more of them and introduce you to wonderful places to see in Bosnia-Herzegovina once we can get traveling again. And that is not dependent necessarily on a car, but it's still dependent on my still recovering broken ankle. It's healed, apparently, but I need to have screws out and some physiotherapy. But we will get there. We will get there. So we were making these videos a little bit like travel mini docos, I suppose, mini documentaries about travel in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And yes, people seemed to like them. We had quite a few comments. A couple of or so of the videos got over a few thousand views. But we weren't really reflecting what we wanted to be, which was a documentation of our life here in a village, in a small village near the town of Laktaši, which is north of Banja Luka, in the north of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and things that we got up to on a daily basis, because people like that sort of thing, right? You guys like that sort of thing. So we changed the format, and now it's a case of getting out with a video whenever anything we find is interesting or that you might find interesting, and we make a slightly longer video than we did Before it was only about 3 to 5 minutes. Now we're up to 24 minutes, which some people said would be too long, but the retention of viewership is better than I could ever have wildly dreamt of having, really. So we've changed the vlog and we're going to keep it the way it is going for at least the first half of 2021. Taking you along with us. I don't mean going and seeing every time we go and buy apples and pears from the store or anything like that, but an average day. And when you put it all together, like into one vlog, I think it's quite okay. And the responses that we're getting are also quite okay. Editing skills, production skills, we're all self-taught, so hoping that those are going to improve as well. And if you're interested, all our videos are edited on a mobile phone. Yeah, I did have expensive software and computers and everything, but yeah, they do cost money. I'm in retirement now, and we don't have any sort of like secondary income or anything like that. So we did a bit of rationalization on apps and platforms and sites and all the rest of it. And I use an app, it's called KineMaster, which is free. That can be used on Android or iOS, but you get a watermark. But for the incredibly cheap amount of money, $24 or €24 a year, you get one with lots of resources. And I've just got used to it, and I feel, I don't know, my vibe, if you like, is I like to crash on the couch, put my headphones on, my Bluetooth headphones, and then just play around and edit it and add music and do everything else that needs to be done. I find that's the way it is for me. So our vlogs, our video content on YouTube, we're going to keep, the plan is to keep it for one video a week, uploaded, ready for viewing on a Sunday, a Friday, sorry, what am I saying? A Friday in the evening at 8 o'clock. And we chose 8 o'clock so that people get a chance within their day, as best as possible, across the world, to view it. And we always premiere it, so it will come up in people's YouTube feeds, and they can sort of like bookmark it, if you will, so that they don't miss when it actually goes live. The other thing that we focused on is changing the blog at livinginbosniaandherzegovina.com. And the posts that I'd been writing, or Tam and I had been putting together since 2005, and more as we got into it, up until the end of 2020, have also been a bit, I don't know, like travel bloggy. And that, as I've mentioned, as far as the videos are concerned, that's not what we're about. So I've tried a new style, being a bit more personal, and, you know, about what I feel, what I think, what I see, what I do. Not necessarily in a way that a travel writer would do it, because I'm absolutely hopeless at writing and I would never ever consider myself anything like a travel writer. But maybe personal experiences, and written in a more journalistic, like a personal journal style, might encourage people to want to share that as well. And I am so stoked and so over the moon and happy, because we never used to get comments on the blog. We didn't. We would get comments on an Instagram post that we'd link to the blog, or on our Facebook page and the Facebook private Facebook group. Yes, we'd get comments there, but to get a comment on the blog, no way, Jose. And now we're getting them, and it is a real buzz. Is it a bit of an ego massage? Come on, let's be honest. Yes, it is. You get somebody that writes something. And I don't care if it's negative. It means that people have read it. So we're going to do more on the blog. I'm not saying it would be a daily post, because that could be too overwhelming. And would I have time to write it? And more importantly, do I experience things that are worth writing about on a daily basis? Not really. So it might ebb and flow a bit, but I'm aiming for at least 2 to 3 posts on a good week. But we'll see how that goes. Our newsletter, if you go to livinginbosniaandherzegovina.com, there are different ways that you can subscribe to the blog. We were up at about, let me think. I think about 100 subscribers, 101 subscribers. But only half of those were regular openers. And I think my problem, and if you're a blogger or you want to open a blog, here's a top tip for you. I was using a Gmail address. And Gmail addresses, when they go into people's, even though you subscribed, when they go into their email inboxes, a lot of Gmail gets flagged up as being spam if it comes in with anything that's to do with a newsletter or, you know, weekly update or something. And so what we've done is we've now got a livinginbosniaandherzegovina.com email address, which is at the moment very simple. I know, I'm not being too clever here, but it's info@, and we've reduced the amount of subscribers, people that weren't really interested. I think people are too kind not to unsubscribe. But we're down to about 55 now. But these are really cool followers, and I think this is where we're getting most of our comments from. So if you want to find out what is coming up, what you might have missed, and a few other things that we don't put into the blog and we don't put onto the video, there it is. We have a newsletter. It's entirely up to you. What else? Tam produced last year an ebook, A Guide to Visiting Banja Luka. And we've had that for free. And I've just tried my hand at making my own first photo book. Small, I don't know how many, 33 images, something like that. Random images of Banja Luka, which we've put on the blog as well. And you'll find places when you read the blog to download it. I haven't said this on the blog and I haven't said this on YouTube, and I'm just saying it here on the podcast just to see if this works, right? If you want any of the images, if you find any of the images in that photo book, something that, pleases you, makes you feel good, or you're interested in it, and you want the highest quality resolution photograph, maybe you want to put it in a small frame or use it as a desktop on your laptop or your other computers, just send me an email, right, at info@livinginbosniaandherzegovina.com, and just say, David, this is the image I want, and just tell me where it is in the book. It's not a very big book, and I'll certainly send it to you, because that'd be interesting to see if you're actually listening. Right. And here on the podcast, I want to try and do more. I've been saying this for years. I know. Everybody and his dog seems to have a podcast at the moment. I used to be a radio presenter for quite a few years, and it was really good doing live radio. But everybody's doing sort of like music shows and everything else, and podcasts about music. The podcasts that I found to do with Bosnia and Herzegovina are mainly based around politics. I don't do politics. We don't do religion or any of the ethnic stuff, because it is too, not only divisive, but explosive as well. So we focus on the positive. I'm going to try and do more with music. There's going to be no music necessarily in this vlog. Yes, there's a bit at the start and a bit at the end, but I'll try and do more. And source something that is more modern and something that is more traditional. But like the general poppy stuff in the region, yeah, that comes with sort of like, oh, that's too Serbian, or that's too Croatian, or God, that's from Sarajevo. And there's all this negativity buzzing around, and I don't want to send more negativity around than there actually is. So, yeah, what else to talk about? My drone. We wanted to take our drone and film more and show you more of Banja Luka and the towns and cities, only to find that Bosnia and Herzegovina has now joined the rest of the world in having regulations for drone flying. And apparently, there's a massive test to take. Our drone is called a DJI Spark. It's a tiny one. If you just go online, you'll see it. But it is 250 grams, which is nothing really, but does put us over the limit when it comes to what we can and cannot do. So we're sort of like slowing up with the drone at the moment. We live in the countryside, so we're going to fly it around here. Although we're near an airport, that's true, but the geofencing from the local airport prohibits my drone from going too high or going too far away. I could, I don't know, crack it, but I'm trying to be responsible here. And those geofences around airports and other places like that are essential and right and proper. So we're thinking about what to do. We'll have to save up for a new drone. If you want to donate, please do. There's a donate button on the blog, but that's entirely up to you. So we're going to be looking at how we do drone footage. I'm thinking that maybe if I can find somebody who is a licensed drone pilot, then maybe we can share content, which might be good if he wants some publicity for his dronography, as we would like to call it these days. We can write an article about that and put it on the blog, and in return we could get some nice footage for free. But we'll have to see about that. Is it irritating? Very. But I'm looking on the positive. The more Bosnia and Herzegovina starts to have laws and things that you have to comply with, it builds civil society. It's, you know, it's 25 years since the conflict, and things are still a little bit corrupt, massively, in my humble opinion, dysfunctional. It's a very uplifting place to live. Don't get me wrong. I love being here. But when sort of like systems are coming into place and government starts to get its act together, and it can't happen overnight, I do appreciate that. If there are laws on drones, then there are laws on drones, and I feel as a responsible citizen of my own country, you know, at the moment, United Kingdom, that I should obey the rules and try and lead by example. I'd mentioned about United Kingdom. In a future vlog, in a future blog post, I'll be following or documenting my route, my journey, my travel, if you like, getting an Irish passport. I wasn't a supporter of Brexit. I don't want to get into any rubbish on the comments, please, about Brexit. It's been done. United Kingdom's left Europe, fine and dandy. But I like to travel. I like to have freedom to move, and I like to move about Europe in the freest possible way. And I enjoyed that when we were a member. Thanks to my late grandmother, I am entitled by Irish law to have citizen through descent. And myself, my brother and my sister are applying for an Irish passport. So you'll find more about my journey as we start that and progress through all the bureaucracy. Hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have a passport, which means it's we don't have to queue up with all the other Brits at the, I don't know, others queue. Can I say that? The others queue. When we get to borders, and that will make my life a lot easier when coming back to Bosnia-Herzegovina, because my nearest airport is in Zagreb, right? And it, sometimes when the flights come in, it can be a very long wait, and I try and get a flight that comes in so I can pick up a bus from Zagreb to bring me down to Banja Luka. And on occasions, I really need to move as quickly as possible, because there's only about 3 or 4 buses a day, and if I come in late and I miss a bus, then, you know, I've got to find the dosh to stay overnight in Zagreb. So the Irish passport will come in very handy there. So it's the 6th of January, as I said. It's Orthodox Christmas Day tomorrow. Tam and I will be going to her parents to have a lunch there, just a small lunch. Because of COVID, you can't have big gatherings, so it'll be a very, very small gathering. But, you know, family's nice, we'll take it easy, we'll have some really, really beautiful food. Tam's making some, obviously her mother's making the most of it, the greater quantity of it, and we'll just sit down and chat and eat some super food, and then come back in the evening because of the dogs. And it's always nice to sleep in your own bed, don't you think? I just love it. So, Serbian Christmas Day on the 7th. When am I going to publish this? I don't know. You'll find out, because you'll be listening. Thank you very much indeed for this. I know it's a bit of a ramble, and I do ramble a bit, but maybe it's something that appeals to you. If it does, please, 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 if you can, wherever you see this, on whatever your podcatcher is of choice, whether it's Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever, just a thumbs up saying liked it, or could you talk more about this, or whatever, to help the podcast be more relevant to you. Please, please, please do get in touch. And if you could do a review on your podcatcher of choice, that would be great as well. But don't publish it if it's a bad one, please. I mean, I'm only a human. Okay, that's it. If you are of an Orthodox persuasion and hearing this, happy Christmas to you tomorrow. If you're not, do stay safe wherever you are. In fact, everybody, please do stay safe wherever you are in the world. Still challenging times. Let's hope we get through this. And yeah, another podcast coming soon. And I think the next one has got to be, hasn't it really, another one with music from this wonderful area, whether it be Bosnia-Herzegovina on its own or music from the countries of the former Yugoslavia. That's it then. Okay. Bye for now. From